All right, guys. Hey, it's Scott, and welcome to the Ardella Training Podcast, the new Ardella Training Podcast. Now, what do I mean by that? I will explain in just a minute. First of all, I wanted to take this time this week to do a short episode for you. Again, another solo episode, and I do have some incredible guests. I'm going to tell you more about that and what's coming on the show in just a minute. But I didn't want to miss a second week in the podcast. I do apologize for not getting out an episode last week. I really had a crazy week with travel last week. Really had one of the worst travel experiences I think I've ever had in coming back home last Friday, where it was basically about 18 hours of travel. But it could have been worse. So no problem there. Things happen, right? So I basically try to show up each and every week for you to provide content. And last week, things were pretty crazy, as I just mentioned. But, you know, I realized that there are going to be weeks here and there that I do miss. And that just is going to happen. But we are going to get back going here strong on the podcast. I have some incredible interviews, and I really mean that, that are headed your way. And they will be starting next week. I think you're going to be really, really excited about the content and the guests that are coming here on the show. And as a matter of fact, I may not be doing a solo show now for a while with all of the great, phenomenal guests that will be coming your way. So let me tell you quickly about the new vision here and what I mean by the new Ardella Training Podcast. Basically, moving forward, we are going to attempt to bridge the gaps in strength, performance, and injury prevention. And this really hit me like a ton of bricks last week on the flight coming home when I was thinking about the Ardella training philosophy and what we're trying to accomplish here. And really with my background as a physical therapist, and certainly what I've discovered as a strength coach in recent years, that I really want to do something different and to help fill the gap between the strength coach, the serious fitness enthusiast, and the rehab professional, because the rehab professional is my background. That is what I am. That's who I am. And even though I don't practice as a physical therapist, you know, I can't unlearn what I've learned. And I wrote about that in an article that I will attach in the show notes for this episode. It's a really important article called The Gap in Physical Therapy. If you haven't read that yet, I highly encourage you to read that, and it will talk more about what I'm talking about right now. But I'm really, really excited because I think there is a real gap in strength training and rehabilitation and injury prevention. And that really is what I do. That is how I approach training to maximize performance and to minimize the risk for injury. And it's a very different view that I have about training at a high level with barbell training, Olympic weightlifting, kettlebell training, and movement in general. And when I think about this, I think about a quote that I read in Gray Cook's great book, Movement. And here's what the quote said. And I read this several years ago, actually, and it always stuck with me. It was very, very powerful. And the quote is, "A disconnect exists between professions. Strength and conditioning experts need a better understanding of medical and rehab systems. And likewise, those involved in medicine and rehab need a better understanding of fitness and conditioning systems." And that is my vision of what we will be doing here in the future, is bringing these systems together and filling the gap in educational knowledge. So a lot more teaching, a lot more training, a lot more insights and valuable information that can help you no matter where you are, whether you are a coach or a trainer, serious fitness enthusiast, or a rehab professional yourself. I'm going to be doing a lot more scientific training, a lot more practical applications, and really teaching at a higher level here on the show and in all the things I do at Ardella Training. That is my vision. That is my commitment to you right now. So I'm really excited about it. And again, the goal is to maximize performance and minimize the risk for injury and basically have us all train at a high level and remain injury-free during our training. So you'll see what I mean as things continue to evolve with this message and vision, and you'll see it in the content that I provide here in the future. Now, I did want to point out, be sure to check out Ardella Training on Instagram, and that's where I've been doing a lot of this type of training and education, where I basically, you know, the posts that I put on Instagram, I try to really add value with every single post that I put, and really teach something in the post there on Instagram. So make sure to check that out. And again, this is the type of things and an example of the training and information that I will be putting out through all of the platforms that I do. Now, as I continue with this episode, and again, this will be a quick one, at least I think it will be a quick one, but I did want to acknowledge the recent passing of Dr. Fred Hatfield, Dr. Squat. And I wanted to make sure that I mentioned this in this show because it was such a great honor for me to interview Dr. Fred Hatfield in two separate episodes. I interviewed Dr. Hatfield in episode number 114 and then all the way back in episode number 58. Now, certainly the podcast has grown quite a lot. It was at a very different stage when I did these interviews. But again, I think that if you listen to the content, Dr. Hatfield was just an amazing person, really. And I'm, again, very, very honored to speak to him and have the time to chat with him individually here on the show. I really cherished those interviews and those conversations with Dr. Hatfield. So if you haven't heard those sessions, I would recommend going back and taking a listen. I plan on doing that myself, and taking out some of the great insights that he shared in all of the years of training that he has experienced as an athlete, as a coach, and really as a pioneer in strength training. Some of the most valuable lessons that I took away from Dr. Hatfield were his compensatory acceleration technique that he talked about, I believe, in both of the interviews that I had with him. Very important and useful technique to maximize strength development. And I have had personal experience with compensatory acceleration technique. So I do believe in it, and I do believe that it works. And then certainly one of the most important things that I learned from Dr. Hatfield was around the seven laws of training, which is essentially the seven laws of program design. So very, very important concepts that he has shared in addition to so many other great things. If you haven't read any of Dr. Hatfield's work, I'd probably recommend starting with the book Power, and which I think is really one of the most essential strength training books that explains the core concepts behind Dr. Hatfield's ideas about strength training and performance, and really, really a great book. So I just wanted to take the time to acknowledge and respect Dr. Fred Hatfield for all of his great contributions in the industry, and he recently passed away earlier this month. On a different note, I did want to share with you also in this episode what I'm currently reading. And this goes back to another recent interview that I had with Dr. Quinn Hennick, because I'm finishing Quinn's book, Weightlifting Movement Assessment and Optimization, which I think is a breakthrough revolutionary book. I really do. I hadn't read it when I interviewed Quinn. I had seen the PDF copy of the book, but I hadn't read the book, and I'm just about done reading this book. It is a monster of a book, a lot of content, but it's really a phenomenal resource for the weightlifting coach and athlete. And again, by the way, I interviewed Quinn in episode number 207, so please refer to that to learn more. But this book is an example of bridging the gap in strength training and injury prevention. Again, it's going to be a really valuable guide for weightlifting coaches and athletes. And it is very, very comprehensive. The material is very extensive, very comprehensive. And I think it's important to do what Quinn talked about in the interview, is take away just a thing or two and apply them, because there are so many examples of practical applications and mobility and stability work. It is important to not get bogged down in the material and really just take away what you could potentially use right now, test them out and see what works for you. I think this will be a book that I refer back to and use quite often in my own training and then certainly in helping others as well. As a matter of fact, I will be attending Quinn's course that he is doing down here in Melbourne, Florida on June 10th and 11th. And this is his clinical athlete weightlifting coach course that he is doing. And I'm really excited to check that out, as I'm always a student myself. And if you're interested in learning more about Quinn's system as I am, then I'll attach a link in the show notes in this episode for you to check out. Again, I have nothing to do with this. I'm not paid in any way or anything like that. I am simply attending to learn more about Quinn's system, and I think it's going to be a great weekend experience. So check out the book and consider the course, or joining me in the course down here in Melbourne, Florida, if you're interested. Finally, in this episode, I did want to give you something to think about as we are finishing up, or we have finished up, a program that was designed around the Turkish getup. And that is something that I talked about in the last episode of this podcast, is really the value of the Turkish getup and why this can fit into any athlete's program, any fitness enthusiast program. It is an incredible exercise. It's probably the most valuable exercise that most people do not do. So I wanted to take this time to answer these questions from Sam about the Turkish getup. And the question, the first part of the question, I should say, is, do you recommend the Turkish getup is done before or after big lifts? And the big lifts he mentioned were squat, deadlift, and press. So I would say that the getup would be valuable before doing these exercises, these lifts, as a movement prep or warm-up, where you're not going too heavy and you don't take away from the primary lifts. That's the big thing with me with the warm-up, is that I don't want to do too much where I'm taking away from the primary lifts. Although you do want to make sure that your body is warmed up and primed appropriately before training at a high level. So I think it could be used prior to training. It could also be used after training. And I do like to use the getup after a heavy training session to challenge the movement, to challenge the getup movement under fatigue. I tend to prefer to finish sessions with a getup, but I do use them both pre and post training, depending on what I'm doing. I tend to use them after training if I want to really go heavy in the getup. And again, as I just mentioned, to challenge myself under fatigue. So that is really when and where and why I would place the getup in a training session. And by the way, I do think that a getup could be fit into any training session if you're doing maybe just a rep or two reps, either pre-training or post-training. Again, that is the value of the getup. It is a almost magical exercise that really helps to improve strength, movement, mobility, stability, and a lot more. So very, very valuable exercise and great question. The other part of the question is what to consider when performing the getup with a dumbbell versus a kettlebell. This is a very interesting question. So personally, I really don't do a lot of getups with a dumbbell. And I think that they would actually be, the movement would actually be very similar with a dumbbell or a kettlebell, but the load will be different. So because of the offset handle and the way that you hold the kettlebell, it is different from a dumbbell. A kettlebell is not just a fancy dumbbell. It's a different tool, and the offset handle makes it a very unique tool. And my preference with a getup specifically is to use a kettlebell. So I think the loads will change a little bit. Certainly the feeling of holding the kettlebell will be different from a dumbbell. Now, this is not to say that you wouldn't have an effective Turkish getup by using a dumbbell or even a barbell for that matter to challenge the movement even further. So I think that either tool is definitely effective. No doubt about that. I do have a preference of using a kettlebell. And again, I guess if you don't have heavy kettlebells and you have a dumbbell set, then that kind of answers your question as to what tool you will use. It would be interesting. I've never tested it where, let's just say you use a 70-pound dumbbell versus a 70-pound kettlebell. Would that make the movement any different? I think it might, but I'm not sure. Again, I haven't tested it. So it's a very interesting question to me. But again, they are two different tools. The load distribution is different between a dumbbell and a kettlebell. My preference, again, as I mentioned, is with a kettlebell. So just some things to think about and understand, but the movement essentially will be the same whether you use a dumbbell or a kettlebell with the getup. So just my thoughts there. I thought they were great questions, interesting questions, Sam. Thank you for sharing them. And by the way, since we're talking about the Turkish getup, I did want to thank those of you who finished up the Turkish getup program with me this month. I cannot believe the overwhelming response I had from people sharing their incredible feedback about this program and the effectiveness of the Turkish getup. So thank you guys for doing this challenge and this program alongside with me this month. And I will be in touch more soon about that. And I'll have information more about that program down the line. And on that note, we are going to wrap up this week's episode. I promise a short show for you this week. And next week, the interviews are on, my friend. I'm excited for you to see who's coming on the show. And we're going to get things going and talk about this new vision that I mentioned about bridging the gaps in strength, performance, and injury prevention and take things to another level. So thank you for joining me this week. To get a couple of valuable training resources, make sure you go to ardellatraining.com/join, and you can see what I mean. And I'd love for you to become part of the community and the growing movement of strength and performance that we are working on here at Ardella Training. Thanks again, guys, and I'll see you next week on the show. Have a great week. Take care.